From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Another ancient Syrian site destroyed. Islamic State militants have reportedly blown up the Arch of Triumph in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the arch had ornaments that the IS group considered blasphemous. If the destruction is confirmed by satellite images, it will be the third ancient site destroyed since Islamic State seized Palmyra in May. Russian warplanes launched several dozen air raids over parts of Syria during the weekend. Reports say the attacks were aimed at groups opposed to the Syrian government. Edward Uranian reports.
Syrian government media reported heavy airstrikes on opposition-held towns of Homs and Idlib. The Russian Defense Ministry showed videos of bombs striking what they claimed were arms depots and terrorist command centers. Video from Syrian opposition groups showed victims of what they claimed were Russian airstrikes on the towns of Telbisi and Rastan. Syrian opposition leader Khaled al-Hoja claimed most of the Russian attacks were aimed at what he called moderate opposition targets. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday that the whole Middle East would be destroyed if Russia's aerial bombardment of militants opposed to his regime does not succeed. A double suicide attack Sunday in southeastern Niger left at least 8 dead. They include 4 bombers in the city of Diffa in what is believed to be another spillover attack involving jihadists, with Boko Haram operating primarily in Nigeria. This is VOA News.